soon, what I want to tell you about Tikkun Ezra, that soon, about two lectures from now, I'm reorganizing it. It will be a little bit easier to understand the way it is. But for tonight, still, we still need to kind of opening it until it will get to the right level. So let's continue. I will first read the pray from the Ari, as we usually do. So I'm praying, not for you, I'm praying for me actually when I do that. So I will not do any mistake.
ריבון העולמים ואדוני אדונים אב הרחמים והסליחות. מודים אנחנו לפניך אדוני אלוהינו ולאהבתנו בקידה. עובש את החוויה שקרבת לנו תורתך ולעבודתך עבודת הקודש. נתת לנו חלק מסודות תורתך הקדושה. מה אנו, מה חיינו אשר עשית עמנו? חסד גדול כזה על כן אנחנו מפילים תחנוננו לפניך שתמחול ותסלח לכל חטאותינו. ואבונותינו, ואל יהיו אבונותינו מבדילים בינינו לבניך, וכן יהי רצון לפניך אדוני אלוהינו ולאהבתנו, שתכונן לבבינו ליראתך ולאהבתך, ותקשיב אוזניך לדברינו אלה, ותפתח לבבינו הערל בסודות תורתך, ויהי לימודנו זה, נחת רוח לפני כיסא קודשך, קרח ניחוח ותציל עלינו, אור מקור נשמתנו בכל בחירתנו, ושיתנוצצו מתפוצות עבדיך הקדושים, אשר על ידם, גילית דבריך אלה בעולם וזכותם, זכות עבודם, זכות ערותם, דמותם וגישותם יעמוד לנו לבל ניקשל בדברים אלו וזכותם תאיר עינינו במה שאנחנו לומדים כמר נעים זמירות ישראל גל עיניי והביט הנפלאות בתורתך כי אדוני תלו חומה פיו דעת אולי יהיה רצון מברי פיו והגיון לפניך אדוני צורי ובועלי now we scan those letters so our soul will be open okay we're having this letter on the screen for everybody wonderful this is from Dari what we need to do so yes we did talk about the mother and we continue to talk about the mother and how is it relate to the study so we are in pasuk tetzain ve'ilin nishmaim divrei torah be'unik itkareu betzim efrochim banim so remember from last week eggs chicks and sons Betzim, and where is the pasuk from the Torah? Okay? Betzim mare mikra, efrochim mare mishnah, banim mare kabbalah. And we said last week, when we said eggs, we related to the Torah. When we said chicks, we related to mishnah. When we say banim, we related to the study of Kabbalah. So let's say first what Rambam said, then hopefully we can go into Matok Midvash. ואילין נשמעים דברים, ואותם בתים אשר נשמעים בדברי תורה. The houses, the places, where wisdom of Torah has been mentioned. נקראים ביצים, אפרוחים, בנים. It's a different explanation to that, say תיקוני הזוהר. The house where you have דברי תורה, every house should speak some words of Torah, words of spirituality in the house. A house that not never been speak spirituality there, it's a dead house, basically. What is a house that there is no Torah? Dead. There's nothing there. Why is the Talmud mentioned that a house that if you eat a meal and you didn't say some words of wisdom with that, it's almost like you eat a dead human body. What a ridiculous comment. Scary, right? כאילו אכלו מזבחי מתים. ככה כתוב. How can you say that? Because the whole purpose or major purpose is the study. Okay? As Michelle always said to people who are watching us now live with pajama, you know, she said to them always, you should be here because the energy is different. That's what Michelle tell them. Even I try to say to Michelle, no, it's good. You know, I like this, I teach alone. Can drink my tea. And Michelle said, no, everybody should be here because the energy is different. She's right. She convinced me she's right. ומבאר, ביצים הם בעלי מיקרא. Eggs is Torah. אפרוחים, משנה. Chicks is people who study משנה. משנה means משנה, תלמוד, and all this there. בנים הם בעלי קבלה. Sons is the people, the master of Kabbalah. Now, who is those Baalei Kabbalah? Are we Baalei Kabbalah? Are we considered people who study Kabbalah? Well, if you study Talmud Esra Sfirot, you study Kabbalah. You study the Ari, study Kabbalah. If you study Tikkuni HaZohar, you definitely study Kabbalah. Those are the three major things. What about if you study Zohar? Depends. There is Pshat of the Zohar, the simple Zohar, like a story, nice. Rabbi Shimon went here, the Rabbi Pinchas went there. Are we good there, Deb? This one went there, this one went there. It's nice, it's nice. It's a story, it's a midrash. It's a midrash of the sod. But you study really the depth of the Zohar, like we do here. That's not comfortable. Every time you study the real Kabbalah, your layers come out. I don't know how many of you feeling your life is changing without your control. I know my life. I don't exactly control what's going on. It's changing. I don't know who's taking control. It's like somebody today asked me, what do you think, Eliyahu? I think I'm changed, this change. And the person was open, so I was happy to say my opinion. I say, try to imagine that you are fond of Mona Lisa. How many layers of color there is on the canvas of Mona Lisa? How many? What do you think? How many? Did you ever saw it? Anybody ever see it? Is it thick, I think? Yeah? Mm-hmm. Who did it? That Leonardo did it? Mm-hmm. I said, can you imagine that one of the color which is green and the blue will talk to each other, say the green said, I feel like I need to work on myself a little bit today. And he looked at me and said, what are you talking about? I said, we humans, sometimes when we get to spirituality, we have that stupid ego that we have like opinion of this. I mean, the highest level to get, that you have no idea what's going on. You're just part, it's called Dvikut, part of the divine, and it's taking you. I don't know where it's taking me. I like it. I hate it. I'm into it. I have less ego. I have more ego. Can you imagine the color green, talk to the blue, think I'm doing better today? You've been painted on the... So the canvas of this universe called Olam is the canvas of God. The painter is God. We are the colors, different colors, beautiful. Together, that's why it's beautiful. So whatever is happening, Bezal Hashem, with the help of God, we have to accept whatever is happening. And of course, we want to be more, but not to be more for me to be more appear on the canvas. To be more because useful for the painter or for the artist or for what I call God. I don't know if it's clear what I'm just saying. It's important. So people who study Kabbalah, through the study of Kabbalah, you get to that understanding. And there is people who study Kabbalah, meaning there's people who study Kabbalah and there's people who study Kabbalah. What is people who study Kabbalah? I'm going to Kabbalah lesson. But it's a nice lecture, it's good motivation. But if you stay just a beginner all your life, it's a good thing. It's motivation, you live like, amazing. I don't know how many of you went to Les Brown, Tony Robbins, Zig Ziglar, what's the other one? Great. There's a lot of great, I love to listen to them. I love it. But once you're gone, the flame stays there. It doesn't go with you. They, as they are unbelievable. But you, as you are going there, and as you are living out, it's not unbelievable. You're getting very excited. You start printing all kind of cards. I don't know if you have those courses. I love those courses. I can go every day to a different person. And you print some card, and you call yourself, what they call themselves after they leave? Not multi-level, not businessman, not businesswoman, entrepreneur. I have five different businesses. And the challenge you do, I did the 18 personality on Google. You know, you ever did that test, what kind of personality you are? You should do it, it's a very funny test. So I'm a debater. I love to debate about everything. I don't care if I love the debating. So I always come with those, it's called devil advocate. I will come to you with a question that will bother you. And I said, which one of the five is the one who makes the most amount of money? They look at me, it's not about the money, then I know it's a problem. If they say it's not, in New York they say it's not about the money. It's all about the money, you know? It's not about the money, it's all. They use the word, it's all about the money. It's not about the money, no. It's all about the money. I heard it from a businessman in New York. Always make me laugh when I'm thinking about it. So anyway, going back to our study. Pirush beitzim emarem bikra. Shusot or nefesh. A little bit understanding it. What is study Torah? Study Torah is or nefesh. We know there is different lights. Those of you who study with me, Talmud and Sefirot. We have or nefesh, אור הרוח, אור הנשמה, אור החיה ואור היחידה. אור mean lights. So when we become light, it's different than vessel. Okay, don't get confused. The vessel is different names, and the light is different names. So the fulfillment within the vessel is name. So the fulfillment within the lowest vessel called nefesh. Remember that, right? אור הנפש. והיינו כמו ביצה שעוד לא מגולה בה החיות, אלא שהחיות עתידה לבוא. What is eggs? If you look at eggs, what is eggs? What is eggs? If you never saw eggs before, would you know it's eggs? You think it's a stone? You think it's one of my crystals when I do healing on people? What is eggs? I mean, in South America, they use eggs for healing. I don't know if you know that. They take the eggs around your head to remove evil eye. Then they open it, there is a blood come out. I don't know if you heard about stuff like that. Don't believe in those people, it's not real. Okay? Stay away from those people. They just black magic you without even you know. So stay away from those people. Anyway, but that's beside the point. So eggs has a full potential. Right? Say the Tikkuni Zohar, what is Betza? Od lo megula. It's not yet revealed. That's why the Torah, what's beautiful about Tikkuni Zohar, Tikkuni Zohar is basically the lawyer of the Torah. He takes the Torah and becomes the lawyer of the Torah. He shows you who God is. You cannot appreciate the Torah. The Torah is a nice story. Jacob, Esav, and this and that. Story. Pinocchio can do better if it's just a story. But that's why Rabbi Shimon himself saying in a different section of the Zohar, Ba'alotcha, Tipach Rucho, he curse. If they made those people die young, can you imagine Rabbi Shimon? For looking at the Torah as a story. Why would Rabbi Shimon curse them? Because he said they make a shame of God's name. Would God write words like that? Chata Shalom! It's saying, the Betzah is Or HaNefesh, והחיות לא מגולה, meaning the livelihood, the full potential is not there. אלא שהחיות עתודה לבוא. אפרוחים, צ'יקס, משנה. What is משנה? שהוא סוד אור הרוח. אור הרוח is already זרנפין, level of זרנפין, שכבר נתגלה בהם החיות. Within the cheek, they are alive, but they cannot function. They are alive. ועדיין הם קטנים, they still small. היינו שהם בבוחים דקטנות, חסרי גימל ראשונות. What is katan? מה זה katan? What is smallness? Smallness means that he doesn't have head. Doesn't have keter, חוכמה ובינה. It's called in Kabbalah, גימל ראשונות. So he doesn't have the head. Katan. You take a baby. Right? Take a baby. He's alive? Yes. Eat? Yes. Dude, all of them. But can you send him on a trip by himself? No, he can't. He can, because he doesn't have gimel rishonot, doesn't have keter, chokma, bina. When do you cut the hair of the baby or for a boy? 3 years old. Why 3? First year is keter, second year is chokma, and third is bina. So after the 3 years pass by, now you can cut the hair. Does he have to be a lag baomer? No, but it's minag. It's a myth. It's a tradition. It's nice. That you cut there, the chinuch is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. What could be better? So if you can go all the way to Israel, so you do it there. You can do it Chanukah, which is chinuch too. But it has to be after 3 years of the baby. Okay? I mean, you can say because the skull closed physically, there's no more light, you can say this explanation too. But you don't answer why the skull closed at that age. Because keter chokhmah binah. You need to know the reason. So now the baby starts getting the gar. Now, it's funny, you should get the gar when it's open, right? You get the gar when it's closed. This universe, right? This universe. So, the chicks, like we spoke last week, and please listen to last week's lecture, we all need it. The beginning of last week's lecture, the first 20 minutes are tough, and then it becomes nice. Okay, so, ride with it, and then it will take you to a better life. ועדיין הם קטנים, אנשים קוראים, הולכו לקטנו את חסרי גימל ראשונות הנקראות גטלות. בנים, so who is בנים? Who is boys? Again, those words are in the Torah. Okay? The Torah. It's called מצוות שילוח הקן. The mitzvah of, is the most difficult mitzvah to understand. The mitzvah said, if you see a mother bird with her chick, so you send the mother, and then he doesn't say, and the chick you should take for you, what he say? And the banim tikach lecha. And the sons he will take for you. So the Rabbi Shimon, Blei Nara, when he wrote Tikkuni Zohar, he reached the same level as Moshe Rabbeinu.
אז התיקון הזה עושה מפורט. הראית שם לבל. שם לבל. זה יישא, בנים הם בעלי קבלה. What is בעלי קבלה? What is people who drive themselves? They, you hear the word קבלה, you want to study. You hear Zohar, you want to study. Why? Why? Why you? Why? Why you? What happened? What happened to you that you want to study? Very simple. In קבלה, סוד מוחין גמורין בגדלות. Study קבלה is nourishing the keter chokma bina of your being. Nourishing. A lot of people try to say, if you do קבלה, you feel good. And you know, those of you who know me for the last 2.5 years, I say, not true. If you study קבלה, you become rich. No, you know. Study קבלה, you feel happy. No. Study קבלה, your golf game is better. No. And I'm a big fighter about that. Big. Like, and Debbie always tell me, why, you can't say something nice, come on, put some spice, people will come. No, no, it's a lie. Because then it's taken care of Zayin Dachtonot. Then it's taken care of below the Gimel Rishonot. It's not. It's nothing to do with the physical world. It has to do with Keter, Chochmah, Vibina. No physicality at all. What is good for? A connection to the divine is absolutely amazing. So when you go into the pain, at least you know you're doing it with God. But it's not like if you do this, you do this. You want to get your life better, do hypnotherapy. You want a number, I give you a number of the best hypnotherapists. She will help you with every problem you have. But don't go and study Kabbalah for this problem to go away. Yes, if there is a proof that when you study Kabbalah or Torah, your life gets better, yes, in the Gemara. The Gemara, I'm sorry, I don't remember the section, but it say, Im chash berosho, if a person has a headache, he read Torah. אם חש בבטנו, ילמד תורה. אם חש ברגלו, ילמד תורה. It's a very funny section. You have that pain and have that pain and have that pain, you go and study and study and study. So it's written somewhere. It's written. It's written somewhere. So it's not that people came up with that just like that. But sometimes people are overusing it. And they're doing it for that reason. But not shame. You should have zchut. If you're able to understand Tikkun HaZohar and Talmud Sfirot, you should say thank you to God. You've been chosen. To understand it. You know, thank you. Thank you for choosing me. Get it from Bina. I mean, I'm teaching it. And every Friday, those of you who know me, I light candle for Rabbi Shimon. I light candle for Rabbi Ashlag. And I say, I'm sorry. You end up with a teacher like me teaching your stuff. But nobody else is doing it, so I decided to do it. You know, please, when I go up there, please let's be in peace. You know, I know that I have a lot of issues and I'm not always in the right spiritual level. But people need it, and I'm teaching it. It's working. So, we need to understand it. We need to understand it. It's not that it needs to be taught. What I'm doing, I'm taking it, translating it, teaching it, and Shalom Aleichem. That's it. It's important to understand it. And I'm not trying to be humble in a humble way. I'm trying to be humble in a funny way that you understand how important it is to study Kabbalah. Because if I'm trying really to be humble, it's actually ego. So, let's make sure we're all clear on that. Okay, so you don't have cash up there. Okay, so you're my witness here. I'm not trying to be humble, because trying to be humble in a group, it's actually ego. So it's if somebody catch you being humble, it's egomaniac. So nobody should ever catch you being humble. Because if you are, because the tzaddikim in the Talmud of Baal Shem Tov say Adif Sha'adam itkase b'mi'il shel ga'ava. A person that better cover himself with a coat of ego and everybody hate you, then somebody put himself with a coat of humbleness. So every time somebody judge me and don't like me and this and that, and thank God my wife trusts me so much. So I always tell my wife I'm about to throw a bomb into the table. Just get ready. And she says, oh, not again. I say, yeah, yeah. I'm going to make everybody hate me tonight. It's actually very important. I say, but why? I don't think so. I say, it's good. It's very healthy. We need it. So he always, she had the table like punch me like enough. Understand that already. Die, kvar. You know, it's important. It's important, guys. I know it's not funny, but it's important. Yeah. Anyway, da'ainu banim gedolim kol tzacham. Now, why he mentioned it again? Look what he said. Tikkun HaZohar. Ve'alayu itama etmar, v'ayim rovetzet al ha'efrochim u'al ha'beitzim. Shalach te'shalach minau, aval al ma'arek abala itmar, lo tikach ha'em al ha'banim. V'alayim ne'emar, v'ayim rovetzet al ha'efrochim u'al ha'beitzim. Shalach te'shalach me'em. So the Zohar, it's almost like asking a question. It say that the mother will be rovetzet, will be leaning in the nest on the chicks or on the eggs.
Shalach teshalach me'em. Shalach, you should send the mother away. But it says shalach teshalach. We studied that too. Two times teshalach, which is the two galuyot, the two bet mikdash, the two temple. Because the nest is actually the temple where God is leading when the Shekhinah is there. I'm sorry if you feel you don't catch me. Listen to last week's lecture. אבל על בעלי קבלה נאמר, לא תיקח חיים על הבנים. If you look at the translation, please go home and find it. לא תיקח חיים על הבנים. It say, you should not take the mother away from the boys. Only on the eggs and the chicks, it say, שלח תשלח מהם. You should send them. But when it comes to the boys, you understand three categories. Eggs, chicks, and sons. The Torah mentioned the same story with different words. But if you read it, you wouldn't even know. And I'm sure in the English translation, they just skip it. So again, eggs, chicks, boys. Use boys, not girls. Boys, specifically. It doesn't say that you're allowed to take the mother away. No, if there is banim, you cannot take the mothers away. You cannot push the one. So from here, the Tikkuni Zohar learn that if you study Kabbalah, Ha'em never leave. The Shekhinah never leave. So that's why every time you read the Zohar, Baruch Hashem, but try to read more than Pshat. Even if you cannot read, okay, so read the Pshat, but if you can read more stuff, and if you cannot do it, just go on Vital. Most of you have Google phone, you already have the app. I wish I had a Google phone. All of you have all the other phone besides iPhone. The app is on. People calling me, they're loving it. But I want to have it too, but nobody has it. We all have iPhone, right? I mean, I never met a person with something else than iPhone. Only in Israel, using the other phone. But here in America, I think, maybe now with the stock, I don't know, maybe they start using zip phone, you know? So let's understand now the depth of it, okay? We laugh, but it's time to work. Pirush, כסוד הכתוב, והאם רובצת, when it say that the mother is in the nest, הוא סוד הקטנות, אשר בינה משפעת אל הבנים, כתיקון ראשון אשר אמא מתקלת זכר ולקבע, עולת מלכות אליה. How do you do all the procedure of the tikkun? I'm not talking about personal tikkun, how you change, how you become a better person, all this and that. I'm talking about the real tikkun, tikkun olam. How is this happening? First aspect, bina has to go up to fix itself. I'm sorry, malchut has to go up to fix itself with her mother named bina. That's how it go. Malchut go up to bina. Those of you study with me, Talmud, it's called tzimtzum bet, and hopefully you will study it. Shu sod avat et ayud beor bina v'nesam meor leavir. What does it mean when malchut go up to bina? If you take the word or. O-R. Or mean light. Or in Hebrew, Aleph, Vav, Resh. Or. What type of light Malchut is drawing before the Tzimtzum? Anybody remember? Chokhmah or Chasadim? Who remember that? That's a tough one. What type of light? Remember, Zer Anpin and Malchut before the Tzimtzum drawing light from Bina, directly, if you remember, before Tzimtzum. What type of light Malchut is drawing and what type of light Zer Anpin drawing? Opposite, very good. It's only one chance. What is the answer? A, B, C, all of the above, D, none of the above. Okay, so it's Malchut always drawing light of wisdom, okay? Zeranpin, light of mercy, okay? And you, the way you, if you want to remember it, remember which part of Zeranpin is Chesed. Avraham, right? Chesed is within Zeranpin, so it's all the Chasadim. That's how you're going to remember that. Or who is King David fighting this, that? Or the Chokmah. I'm talking about before the Tzimtzum, but the way to remember it will help you. So when all the Chokmah is coming, what is the letter of Chokmah? What is the letter that represents Chokmah in the Yud Kevavke? The first letter, Yud. Very good. Yud. So now, if you take the letter Yud, which is Malchut, because the Or, the Chokmah, got the Malchut, and you put it back up to Bina. Bina is Or, it's only light. What is Or changing to? Avir. Avir, what is Avir in Hebrew? Air. A-I-R, air. So from light, from Or, it becomes Avir. Are you with me or you lost me? Okay? That's mitmaetet Bina. Now there is Biut,
there is Bina becomes smaller. Why become? Because wherever Malchut go, Malchut make soft, become an end. Because wherever Malchut represent an end, represent all the Chokmah. What is all the Chokmah? The strongest light. But you can enjoy it. So what do you want in life? Things which are the greatest, but you can enjoy it. It's always somebody say to you, let me put you in prison and I give you all the Prada and Versace, whatever you want. Mercedes, whatever you want, but you'll be in prison. Not so bad, right? And then usually stupid people say, what's the size of the prison, right? Is it stupid to ask or smart? What's the size of the prison?
Then everything that connect to Bina, all become Vav Tzavot. All of them become only 6 level without קטע חומה בינה, חסרי גר, מחמת הילי יד המלכות לבינה, שבכל המדרגות וההשפעה הזו נקראת האם רובץ על הבנים.
That concept, by the way, that concept that מלכות go up to בינה, call in the Kabbalistic language, האם רובצת על הבנים. The mother, I wish I had רובצת in English, the mother stay in the nest with the boys. But what is רובצת? רובץ mean like when a dog sit on the floor, or when the eagle sit on their eggs, or there's a word for it, gotta be a word.
Nesting.
Maybe nesting. Rovetz. Is rovetz nesting? Okay, it's good. Nesting.
Yeah.
Nesting.
Nest.
Do nest. I like it.
Nesting.
I like it. So the mother nest on the boys, meaning in Kabbalah when Malchut go up to Bina. Okay. כי אם לא היו זכר ונקבה מקבלים הקטנות, אז הוא בנבנה לא היו רואים לקבל שום בוחן. Why do we have to go through all this procedure? Because this procedure is necessary. Are we good?
We're good.
This procedure is necessary that for later on, well later on we can do everything panim bepanim, like if you remember for Rosh Hashanah, everything is going back to perfection. וזה נבחן, אשר חגת נאי דזר אמפין וכן מלכות עלו תחת כנפי הבינה. So that means the 6 ספירות of the ארמפין, which is חסד גבורה תפארת נצח עוד יסוד, אל מלכות, going under the wings of בינה. So בינה here playing like the bird. ומקבלים כך את מוכין דקטנון שלהם, ונבחנים למוכין דבר קצוות, היינו משלימים דבר קצוות, אבל עוד אין בהם ראש. So because they go all the way up to Bina, staying in the territory of Bina, they don't have rosh, they don't have head, they don't have kedor chumah Bina. Shehu mochin mamash de gadlut. Verivitzai be'astarat ha'reglaim. If you look on the nesting of the bird, say Rav Brandwein, what is missing in the bird's body when she's nesting in the nest? Which part disappear all of a sudden? Very good. Event. 2 points. Verivitza I beastarat haraglaim. When the bird is sitting, is there's no more leg. It's missing the leg. Shem sod netzach od yesod. What is the leg? Netzach ve'od and yesod, of course, the sexual organ. So those 3 things disappear. All what you see is above netzach od yesod. Look at the physical universe. How it's described to the spiritual universe. Like everything that you see has a meaning. So we can go to nature and say, oh, it's nice green. Oh, this mountain feet here, it's nice. No, we don't see a thing. Butterfly. I saw a nice river. David HaMelech used to go in the valley all the time. And he used to see all of it with this language. He used to see Netzach with this, everything. ומתם ערך הפוך שיש בין כלים לאורות נמצא אשר החסר נצח עוד יפסוד וכלים חסר גמל לדורות. Bravo. So we learn already in Talmud Sefirot, the strongest vessel bring the strongest light, right? What draw the light above the vessel which are below? So if נצח עוד יסוד are missing, כתר חוכמה בינה is missing. We don't talk about מלכות here. So when it says it doesn't have Gimel Rishonot, doesn't have Ketach Mabina, it's because it doesn't have Netzach Od Yesod, because the legs are there. So when it says that the mother is nesting in the nest, that means she doesn't have Netzach Od Yesod. For that reason, she doesn't have Ketach Mabina. I find it fascinated. I hope I'm not alone. You with me on that? I love the smell of this candle. Love this smell. I think this is the best
candle, I have a smell in my life. I'm sorry, sensitive to smell. Wow, something else. Don't know where it's from. ועל כן, מכונים, we have to create candle, Debbie, we have to create candle. I want to use the Beit HaMikdash spices. Seriously, I want to use that. It's going to cure people. It's exists in Shlomo HaMelech used to bring it from Ethiopia, from Kush, yeah. That's the only place where we have the original stuff. Find a factory in Ethiopia. ועל כן מכונים מוחים אלה בשום רובצת. אמנם עד כאן נמשכים המוחים במצב א', של זכר ונקבה, בעוד שהם דבוקים בבינה נקראת אם. כדי לקבל מוחים דגר, שבגדלות גמורה, צריכים להמשיך המצב הבית של זכר ונקבה. נוצא המתחת לפני הבינה, לפני מן הבינה, אתה מזיב כוחתה שדה פנים בפנים. So what happened? What happened to them when they are in the nest? זה רנפין המלכות. They are not yet fully developed. They are in קטנות. We need to get them out of בינה and develop them to גדלות. This procedure is important. Same like birds eventually flying alone. You know, so whatever you see in nature, there is a copy for it first, not copy for it. That's, it's come from something happened spiritually. For that reason, we study it. Because hopefully, when you get to that level that you can see everything around you, almost like in the movie Matrix, breaking into those codes. You break every code around you. So eventually we want Zeranpin Balchut to be face to face. Right now they don't talk to each other, like the sun and the moon, they want to talk to each other. Remember, this one or the Chokhmah, this one or the Chassidim, no. The or the Chassidim say, if I join you, I get canceled. Or the Chokhmah say, if I join you, I get canceled. Well, I don't want to talk to you. So come the middle, come the Tzimtzum, come this. But until Mashiach will not, until the Messiah, it will never happen that those two forces, the original one, will be together. That's what we're waiting for. That's exactly what we're waiting for. Guess what? What's the name of the chamber of the Messiah? Anybody read it in the Zohar? Chamber of the Messiah in heaven. Where is it? After you passed on, after 500 years here, you go up, and you know you have whatever invented here, there is there. So if they have cars here, they have cars there. And if they have, the one that find the way, navigation, they have it there. So I want to get to Echal HaMashiach. I want to get to the Messiah chamber. You need to know the name. You want to know the name? The Tikkunim is all there. Kena Tzipor. That's the name of the chamber. Kena Tzipor. The nest of the bird. The bird's nest. That's the name of his yeshiva. Everybody is Rabbi Shimon is yeshiva. The yeshiva of Pesach, if you want to go there. If it's a Kena Tzipor, where's Kena Tzipor? Oh, right, the left. It's there. Funny. It's all about the Messiah, how it's going to work, and it's in that word. It's code. ולבדום בזה בקוחתה שזה פנים בפנים של אבא ואמא אלאים, ואז נקראים בנים גדולים. Because eventually, if they're unpin and מלכות growing, they become אבא ואמא אלאים. They become the father and the mother. They become it. וזה אמרו כאן בעליהו, והם רובצת, היינו בזמן הקטנות. ונתקטנות, when it's katnut, the mother has to nest. When it's smallness, she has to nest. She has to have a nefesh. She has to have a betzim. Why? Because when there are eggs, it's only or a nefesh. It's nothing there. Or bizman yenika, or when she breastfeeding them, even birds don't do breastfeeding. Nikraim efrochim. So when they're young, they're chicks. שבחינת מוחין תרובץ עליהם שלחת, היינו להפרידה מבינה ולעלות מים נוקבים להמשיך המוחין לפנים. And when they're young, it says שלח תשלח. You should send the mother away and take them to you. How can that be? This is the most cruel action you can do. Send the mother away and take the chicks to you. What is this? They say, it's a code, it's a Kabbalistic code. It say, שנקראים מפרוחים שבחינת מוחין, דרובצת, אתמר עליהם, שלח תשלח, היינו להפרידה מבינה. What does that mean when they become chicks? When they become chicks, it's time for them to grow to the next level, because right now they were nefesh when they're eggs, and ruach when they are chicks. Now it's time. So you have to push the binah away for Zeher and Pin Malchut to exist by themselves and become binah and chokhmah themselves. Isn't the profound thing in it? And then, that's what it means. It doesn't mean to be cruel and kill the bird. ולעלות מים נוקבים, להמשיך המוחין את הפנים, אבל על מראי קבלה. אבל על מראי קבלה, שזכו להמשיך להם המוחין לגדלות בבינה. What about people who study קבלה? What about when it say banim, sons? Ne'amar aleihem, lo tikach haem al habanim. If you see that the birds, the chicks are grown, should never, it doesn't make sense. Nobody even asked that question. It's beer. Hey, send the mother away and they're already grown up. If they're grown up, you cannot let the mother leave. Ela yamshichu agadlut bekviut. Because mother is great, and if they are banim, and if they are study Kabbalah, they are only dealing with gadlut all day long. So let them be. Let them be. Let the gadlut keep coming. Bekviut. Meaning it's consistency. It's all the time happening. Yutchet. Are we doing good on time? Delitze kaltanu l'shtomada b'shchinta kelenemin mare kabbalah evilin avden la dira ulikutsha barichu ufarchin ima bekol atar de'i parachat kulan menadedim ima b'shlichuta dila aval efroche litgat fin delu shal min defarchin be'on דינון פקודי דעשה, כל שכן ביצים, וגין דעת מר עליהו לגבי אמא שלחת של החדיים. שזה זוהר, בתיקוני הזוהר, עושה, כי אין מבינים לדעת דרכי השכינה, כאותם בעלי קבלה. Only if you study קבלה, you start understanding the שכינה automatically. You don't need to worry. You will understand what the שכינה want. You automatically understand the שכינה. The reason we need people to come and study this knowledge, but not about the pshat, really this kind of stuff, is because people will start to understand. Right now we are in the worst time of spirituality. Because there is more spiritual group in the world than ever happened. Why is it the worst time? I'll tell you. Try to imagine that there is 10 drugs that can kill you. But one of them doesn't kill you very fast. Instead of killing you in 5 years, kill you in 6.5. Now the debate people have in different spiritual group, what's better? 3 years death or 6.5? Everybody agrees, 6.5 is much better. There's not even a debate if death is good for you. That debate is gone. One of the things that I teach to my son, and my wife is my witness, is never listen. It sounds very bad, to the rules of what being approached to you. Never go to the A, B, C, or D. Say, okay, I gotta find something going on here. Do you want to suffer A, B, C, or D style? We have all kind of suffering for you, sir. What if I don't want to suffer? This should be, but not all sound like that. The problem with our generation, spirituality has been offered for free, and it's fun, and it's on internet, it's amazing. But is it make you connect to the source of spirituality, which is not human? Or you want to feel good about yourself. Everybody want to be psychic. Everybody want to be a reader. Everybody want to be this, that. Nothing to do with the Shekhinah. Be with me. How can I make me famous? Right? How can I make myself popular? Right? Popular. I want to be popular. But why do I want to be popular? For me or for God? It's a question. Dangerous. The Gemara said there is a section that say that if a person starts to be popular, he should look inside. What did he do wrong? Something went wrong. You know? But after all, you see a lot of companies become popular. What happened to Rabbi Shimon? You know? According to marketing, everything that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai did is against marketing. Do you know that? If there will be Facebook today, try to imagine Facebook in the time of Rabbi Shimon. I am running from the cave. Please don't come to visit. How many friends we have? 2. Not attractive. Me and my son. We have carob tree, cave, and one set of clothes. No sneakers. You see the other group, public group from Rome. Oh man, we have better life. I wish I could write the book like this, like how it looked like. No marketing, no nothing. What lasts longer? How come? Because there is another marketing company. There is another PR. People sitting thinking, what's the secret? What's the meaning of life? The meaning of life? colors on Mona Lisa canvas start to talk to each other. Mm, what do you think, sir? Is green better in life or blue? We're part of a paint. We are just part of a picture. Somebody's drawing, and we have this ego. We don't even look back. Hey, I'm just the brush. Oh, I'm just the canvas. Oh, I'm just the frame. That's it. So it's not about being humble, guys. It's about get it. Just get it. Like, get it. Like, nobody live forever, even tzaddikim and all this and that. You come, you go, and in between. That's it. In between, you call it life. Good luck. So you're born, eh? You can even sit there and as a victim blame your parents for everything they did do to you. Emotional support, money support, love support, hug. Didn't hug me, didn't kiss me, forget my birthday, anniversary. This is nonsense. Kabbalah, when you study Kabbalah, אין מבינים לדעת דרכי השכינה כאותם מלא קבלה שהם עושים לקדוש ברוך הוא שכינתו דירה. People who study the wisdom of Kabbalah, making an apartment for God, making an apartment for the Shekhinah. Why? Because God and the Shekhinah don't have a house. I said last week, that's why in Yerushalayim, in Hasid home, if you ask him, where did you break the wall? You always ask a Hasid, where did you break the wall? And they show you under the picture there's a hole. He said, why you break a wall? He said, the Chelebet HaMikdash. You know, I don't have a complete house. God doesn't have a house. Shekhinah doesn't have a house. How can I have a house? So they make a hole. Nobody ever see it, they show it. It's a minhag, it's a myth. Like they do that from the rabbi, rabbi. So God and Shekhinah can only visit a places where there's banim. That's why it say you should not send the mother. Don't send the Shekhinah away from people who study Kabbalah. This is where God likes to sit. You want to know God? God is here. Yeah, people can study Gemara. It's good. I'm not saying it's bad. Halacha. Like, I never heard the synagogue wake up in the morning and said, I want to tell you some sfirot, difficult thing. I mean, on Pico, I don't think somebody's doing it. And there is many people who call themselves Kabbalists. But in the end of the shul, halacha. And what's the proof of that? Tana deve Eliyahu, kol ashone halachot bechol yom uftach lo shben haolam haba. It's saying, whoever said halachot, it's a book. And I'm not saying halachot is bad. But we, right now, in Galut, we are not in a time of redemption. If we're in time of redemption, yes. But we are in Galut. God and Shekhinah don't have a home. No home for them. So make them home, study. I mean, I think I did it loud enough in all over synagogue in Pico in Olympic. When I take my Talmud Esther Sfirot Medin, I put it there for my tefillin. So people see. I wish one time somebody take the book, try to steal it at least. Something. Take it, bother me. Flat. I like it because I can read. I can read more. But bother me. I clean it. I say, nice. The only thing that they tell me one time I put the phone on my sidur. What is this? So what's up? I did something wrong? Oh, what happened? Oh, the phone. So what's wrong with my phone? So I sit with the guy. I'm a debater. I said, oh, this phone just, I make it up. I said, this phone just says, as old lady from dying. So it's Pikuach Nefesh. Is it more than the book now or not? I don't know. This one, I just read a section of Alachat and I get to give it to a couple getting married. Is it still bad? He left. He started put, you know, the physicality becomes so bad. So bad. We must study Kabbalah. But this type of Kabbalah, not the fun Kabbalah. I also like Kabbalah gym. I love to teach it. I love when people enjoy it. Yeah, yeah, cool. Do. Feel good. It's good. We're doing it for people for 6 months. It's good. After 6 months, yalla, guys. I don't know the sefirot. If after 6 months, person don't know Keter till Malchut, it's not Kabbalah. It's a motivation. It's akdama. It's an introduction of Kabbalah. It's not even it's beginning. Is it important? The most important, by the way. Because it's when you go to Yafa or you go to the Tikva in Tel Aviv, they give you antipasto. You know, when you go to a restaurant, you know, they give you like salad. 25 salad. You know what I'm talking about? And they keep it. I thought for many years, not for money, until I saw the check. They charge you for that. So they have 25 salad.
So this is what the Kabbalah Gym is, to open your mouth so you have appetite, and then you can give. That's very important.
לכל מקום שהיא פורחת כולם מתנדדים ממה והולכים בשליחותה אבל ההפוכים אין כנפיהם היינו מצוות עשה הפוכים בהם שלמות וכל שכן ביצים משום זה נאמר עליהם כלפי אורות די אימא במוחין דרובת שלחת שלח ידיים.
So if it's eggs or chicks you have to push the mother away because she cannot linger because it's only nefesh, the light that comes is only nefesh, the other one is only ruach, but if you want to bring the aura of neshama or above that only בעלי קבלה.
פירוש, על ידי עליית המלכות לבינה נעשה קשר בין כל עליון לתחתון שלו, אשר בינה ותפארת מלכות לעליון נתלבשו בקטע חומן תחתון, וכל בכל המתכון אשר בינה ותפארת מלכות, תעשי אמרי דקית פסט, so I can teach you to do faster, נתלבשו בקטע חומן של הצדיקים אשר בעולם הזה. ועל ידי מצוות ומעשים טובים שעושים צדיקים,
so every time צדיקים, צדיקים doesn't have to be people with the streamer or the hat or the long beard, צדיק is somebody who say, I'm sure that happened for a reason. So if you say it once a day, you are righteous. Call yourself a righteous.
When the mitzvot ma'asim tovim she'osim ha'tzadikim,
so when people do mitzvot and good deed, for the right reason, mean כדי להשפיע נחת רוח ליוצרם, הם מעלים, for the right reason, without selfish agenda, הם מעלים מן וגורמים זיווג לאב סג, שהם חוכמה בינת האדם קדמון, cannot go into those little right now. שעל ידי הערת זיווג זה יורדת המלכות לכל מדרגות למקומה, כי עניין עליית המלכות לבינה התחילה רק במינה לאדם קדמון ולא למעלה ממנה שהוא חוכמה. אבל כן שחוכמה זו לאדם קדמון מזדווגת עם בינה, נתחל גם במינה המלכות למקומה וכדי להתחיל בכל מדרגות, ובינה ותפארת מלכות לכל מדרגה מתנסים ועולים בחזרה, מתחילים לכתר וחוכמה שלהם, וכן הם מעלים ממהם גם את כתר וחוכמה של המדרגה התחתונה. This precision of מלכות going up to בינה, and then bringing מלכות to its place, it does a great deal for everybody. Because in the end of all this procedure, you have enough vessels to draw all the light that needed, and everything's come into perfection.
מטעם להיות שבינה ותפארת מלכות העליון השתברו עם כתר חוכמה של התחתון בשעת הנפילה, שוב אינם נפרדים מהם בעת העלייה. נמצא אשר על ידי המצוות נעשו בינה ותפארת ומלכות, כל בדרגי העליון על הכנפיים לטוס בהם חזרה למקומם.
What happened? When Tiferet and Malchut, meaning Zeran Pin and Malchut, are under Bina, they are in Katnut. They are small. So when they grow, and we're doing it through our mitzvot, and Torah and Masim Tovim, to doing the mitzvot, and doing the study of the Torah, and study specifically of Kabbalah, and good deed, we are helping them to go to their full potential. And then look at the words he used, Rav Brandel. Nimtza asher ledei mitzvot, נעשו בינה ותפארת מלכות מכל מדרגה עליונה לכנפיים לטוס בהם חזרה למקומם. Everything is לטוס בין to fly. Everything, they develop wings. It's almost like the chicks develop wings to fly back to where they belong. So everything go to where they belong. וגם לעלות עמהם את הכתר והחוכמה של המדרגה התחתונה וכל בכל מדרגות עד לעולם הזה. And because everything goes into place, it's elevate keter and chokmah to wherever belong. Because if the legs are disappear, netzach v'ot disappear, as I say, gar is disappear. But when the bird standing and flying, then the old koma, it's called koma, all measurement is actually working perfect. I want to finish that part with your permission. So now we understand why it says that God finding his house only with people study Kabbalah.
אשר בעלי קבלה זוכים להמשיך הערת חוכמה, הנ"ל מזיווג דאף סג, עושים לשכינה לקדוש ברוך הוא דירה, בסוד הקדוש בחוכמה יבנה בית.
There is a verse that say, God will build his house with חוכמה, with wisdom. But חוכמה also means light of חוכמה, light of wisdom. So when it says that God built this out with the light of wisdom, the only way you can draw light of wisdom is through the study of Kabbalah. So much here.
מזיווג אג וסג, עושים לשכינה לקדוש ברוך הוא דירה, בסוף כתוב בחומה אבן הבית, ופורחים ממה, כי הם עצמם עולים ממה, ממשיכים הערתה בכל העולמות.
And you're flying with that, because you elevated all the comma, every levels, in a perfect way.
אבל הפרוחים שהם עוד במוחין דרובצת, להתגעתפים, דרו שלמים דפחים, באונינון פקודי עשה. ועוד לא זכו לעלות מן במצוות המעשים טובים, שלהם לעורר הזיווג דגד, לוט מאף סג דאג, לא להוריד את המלכות למקומה, ובינה תברד לעליון, תוכלו בחילה כנפיים לעזור למקומם.
But if the person is not yet in that level, to do the Torah, to do the mitzvot, to do everything,
That Malchut can go to its place. Because once Malchut go to a place, what happened? It's perfect, enjoying the lights, and you have all the way from Malchut all the way to Keter, it's perfect. But until then, it doesn't happen. So you say, there is people, she'em od bemochin derovetzet. They're still rovetzet, they're still nesting. Not nasty, nesting on the nest. ובגין דעת מר עלו לגבי אמא הרובצת עליהם, שלחת שלח את האם, כדי שימשיכו מוחים דגת לגבורים. And for that reason, it said that you should send the mother, so they can do what they need to do. I'm going to stop in this Zohar here. I want to see if I arrive. Where am I? Yeah, it's exactly where I am, Baruch Hashem, on the other Zohar. And I don't want to continue after that, because next week, or this I might do in Lag BaOmer, it's somebody show up and he challenged Rabbi Shimon with this thing, and Rabbi Shimon explained to him why, and then that it's shock. I don't think it's a human being, it's a spirit of a dead person. Okay, it's a Saba, is the main Lev, Amar, is a grandfather. And then it starts to go easier and easier into this part.